You're listening to an opinion story on the audio version of The Tyee. Thanks for listening. The Tyee is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetyee.ca and become a Tyee builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
Here's how Nahid Nenshi plans to win. By Susan Jane Wright, August 27, 2024.
Nahid Nenshi has been busy visiting NDP constituencies across the province, including a stop at the Calgary Elbow constituency barbecue this weekend. And I was there. After an enthusiastic introduction from NDP MLA Samir Kayanda, Nenshi made a short speech that reinforced his commitment to classic NDP positions like public health care and public education. He touched on the need to be ready for the new economy arising from a shift to renewable resources, increased automation and AI, and he emphasized the importance of adopting an attitude of joy and optimism as we move forward. Here are the highlights of his speech. The growth of the NDP movement has been remarkable. The next election is 3 years away. That's both a blessing and a curse, because it's ample time to increase, or kill, momentum. There's no room for small-minded, divisive politics in Alberta. It's impossible to dream small under a sky this big. Premier Danielle Smith is intentionally underfunding public education and healthcare to further the United Conservative Party's privatization agenda. The UCP's attack on trans kids and its misguided effort to address addiction by forcing all addicts into a one-size-fits-all treatment model are horrendous. The world is moving into a new economy that includes alternative energy, more automation, and AI. Alberta can be a global leader in this transition. To do this, it needs a thoughtful, pragmatic, and forward-looking government, not one that wants to drag the province backwards. Smith is strange and bizarre. He refrained from calling her weird. Nenshi offered examples. When asked about chemtrails, she said they are a federal responsibility because they have jurisdiction over aviation. Note to Danielle, chemtrails are a nutbar conspiracy theory. She said wind turbines cause migraines. I have one right now and am nowhere near a wind turbine. While she claims to be the most freedom-loving politician in Canada, Nenshi said the opposite is true. She's the most power-loving politician in the country who is taking away Albertans' freedom to access public education and public health care, and to join the new economy. While she's at it, she's punching down on trans kids. The pendulum is swinging away from the divisive, small-minded politics that produced Brexit, MAGA, and Take Back Alberta. Something remarkable happened at the Democratic National Convention, Nenshi said, and Kamala Harris and Ted Walls are campaigning on joy and optimism. Nenshi said the NDP needs to tap into this vibe in Alberta. Nenshi reminded the crowd he's been an activist for decades, and he knows how to mobilize people. He left us with some homework. Build out the NDP constituencies, the ones we won and the ones we almost won, starting with the Lethbridge by-election, which we need to win by a healthy margin. Build/strengthen our relationships with other NDP members, starting with others here at this barbecue. I ran into people I never dreamed would be members of the NDP. As Nenshi said, the movement is growing. He promised to provide the tools we need to talk to our families, friends, and neighbors about Smith's poor policies. This will help clear up the misconception that Smith is doing a good job. I buttonholed MLA Kayanda to reinforce my earlier email in which I suggested a weekly newsletter would help in this effort. Donate. The leadership race was expensive, but the debt is wiped out. The first priority for funding is the Lethbridge by-election, and it's all hands on deck. Nenshi ended his speech by reinforcing the need to tap into love and turned once again to the amazing momentum coming out of the DNC. When we fight, we win. I returned home feeling energized. Which, when you think about it, is quite remarkable given all the crap that's come down the line since Smith took power. Read more, Politics, Alberta.
Thanks for stopping by the Tyee today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetyee.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big, big thank you to all of our Tai'i builders who made this story possible.